Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Call to remembrance when you were illuminated what God did in your life. He changed you. He made your life worth living. Amen. Joseph, he made your life worth living. Call to remembrance where we used to be and where we are today. And that's what he's saying. Call to remembrance how, when you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Now, he wants you to contrast. Paul is encouraging the Hebrews believers, many who were becoming discouraged, they were being persecuted, to remember the grace of God in their salvation. And they had endured. The Greek word is that hypo or hupomeno. Okay? It means to preserve under pressure. In other words, you're under pressure and you don't collapse. You're able to stand up under pressure. And he's encouraging that. And we're talking about the word fight here in this verse. It means to combat and to struggle. You know, the Christian life is a struggle. This is carnal. I shouldn't say this, but I will because it comes to my mind. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. I don't remember what country music singer sang that, but God never promised us a rose garden here. Pick up your cross and follow me. A lot of people think that when you get saved, all your problems are over. If you don't come face to face with the devil sometimes, you must be walking in hand in hand with him in the same direction. You're going to come to face and face with him because you're going in a different direction. It's a fight. It's a struggle. And the word afflictions, with great fight, struggle, combat of afflictions. The word afflictions means suffering. Now, just to get to your mind, we know nothing about this in America. Nothing. We think we suffer persecution when somebody laughs at us or we share the gospel with them and they laugh at us or deny, they slam the door in our face. We're suffering persecution. We know nothing of persecution, nothing. We still have the freedoms here in America. Praise God for that. But these people, when it talks about afflictions, we're talking about not just sufferings. We're talking about back then and even today, if a Jew becomes a believer, trusts Christ as their Savior. Do you know that the family members disown them? The Jewish community would disown those believers. They will have funerals for them. They're going to Israel Saturday. Okay, I'm not going to say who it is. Now we're live streaming. So there's people going to Israel Saturday, and they cannot openly share the gospel. They can't openly share the gospel because of the, well, I won't go into that. But if a Jewish person gets saved, okay, even today, for the Orthodox ones, they will have a funeral for them. You're no longer a part of our family. We're talking loss of a family. Can you imagine? Not only that, many would lose their jobs. Great afflictions. We know nothing about that. Well, I don't want to tell somebody about Jesus, you know, because at work, because somebody may be. Listen, they would lose their jobs. They would lose their family. Let me tell you another true story. Okay, when we started to work in Iraq, when Saddam Hussein fell, again, this goes along with, we know nothing about it. Let me refer, we know nothing about persecution. When I started that, if it wasn't the first Baptist church, it was one of the very first Baptist churches ever started in Iraq. I was invited to come, and long story short, been there a couple times. This is right after the fall and Saddam fell, and I don't want to get involved in this. I could tell you all kinds of stories. But we started a church. We put a couple preachers there in the church that they were Iraqi fellas, that they came from Jordan. They went with us, traveled from Jordan over into Iraq, into Baghdad. Started the church, and we left them there as pastors. They're Iraqi preachers that had fled because of the persecution, but they came back with us and set them in there as the leaders of this congregation. There's about 30, I have a picture of them, by the way, hanging in my office. I don't know how this got out, but the Lakeland Ledger heard about it somehow, and they interviewed me. This is a long time ago, and I used to have pretty hair back then, you know, so I've got a picture with me there in the Iraqi believers and all about starting this church over there. Anyway, the second time I went over there, when we left, I'll never forget, that there were three of them. They were kidnapped about 2 or 3 weeks after we had left, me and a couple other preachers who went with us. Frank Gutierrez went with me the first time. The first time I went, I think I told this story for new people. It's interesting. We had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to go to Iraq, and you know I'm crazy. Okay, I'm just crazy. All right. I called so many preachers and people about, will you go with me to Iraq? And said nobody wanted to go to Iraq. They said, you're crazy. So I was going to Iraq by myself. Frank Gutierrez, y'all know Frank, he called me just a couple days before I go to Iraq. He said, preacher, I'm going with you. He said, I can't let you go by yourself. I said, have you told Cindy? Cindy is his wife. He said, I ain't told her yet. I said, I think you better tell her. But anyway, me and Frank went the first time, then second time. Anyway, long story short, those guys got kidnapped. And they held them, terrorists, they held them for a month trying to get money from them because they knew there were some Americans that had come there and thinking that, well, they have these, that they would make contact with us, and they held them for ransom. And that they contact, if you don't send money, we're going to kill them. Well, their long story short, we didn't send them any money because these guys convinced them that I was a Baptist preacher who don't have any money. True story. So they released them, okay? They convinced, and they told me afterwards the reason they weren't get their head cut off, literally, is because they never looked at him in the face, never looked that they could identify him. Even when they were being beaten, all these preachers, they kept their head down, kept covered up, and they never looked at their captives in the face. They went back. I just said, we know nothing about persecution, nothing about persecution. These believers writing here in Hebrews, these are what these people were facing. He said that you've endured a great fight of afflictions, verse number 33. Partly, one of the reasons, partly, ye were made a gazing stock. The word gazing stock literally means a public spectacle. We get the word theatrizo. I think it's how you pronounce it. He's going to look it up for me real quick. He's the Greek guy here. Is that word for gazing stock? We have a word for that in English, theater, okay? Literally, they would bring them up on stage. They made them a gazing stock. They would, now get this, they would take these Hebrew believers and put them in front and made in fun of them. That's what we're, a gazing stock. And we think we got problems. These are what these believers, and we wonder why they went back to temple worship. Some people couldn't handle this. Loss of family, as far as they disowned them. Loss of jobs. They become embarrassed everywhere they go. They became a gazing stock, literally, to bring up on a stage. Then we see both by reproaches. The word reproaches mean expression of disapproval or disappointment. Can you imagine today your family said, I'm so disappointed in you. You had so much going for you. Your whole life, your whole future. I'm disappointed in you, and the other word, and disapproval. And don't we want approval for you? I just love you and think you're hunky-dory, you know? Well, that's what that word literally means when it talks about reproaches, both by reproaches, an expression of disapproval. It affect their psyche, their mentality, and it began to wear on them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th. Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.